The Mauritius Command by Patrick O'Brien, read by Rick Jarom. Chapter 1. Captain Aubrey of the Royal Navy lived in a part of Hampshire well supplied with sea officers, some of whom had reached flag rank in Rodney's day, while others were still waiting for their first command. The more fortunate had large, comfortable houses overlooking Portsmouth, Spithead, St. Helens, the Isle of Wight, and the constant procession of men of war. And Captain Aubrey might have been among them, since as a commander and as a young post-captain, he had done so well in prize money that he was known in the service as Lucky Jack Aubrey. But want of a ship, the failure of his agent, his ignorance of business, and the sharp practice of an attorney had reduced him to half pay and no more. And in fact his cottage lay on the northern slope of the Downs, not far from Chiltern Admiral, and the rising hill shut out all the sea, together with most of the sun. This cottage, though picturesque among its ash trees and even romantic, ideally suited for two in the early days of his marriage, was neither large nor comfortable. It had always been low-ceilinged, pokey and inconvenient, but now that it also contained two babies, a niece, a ruined mother-in-law, some large pieces of furniture from Mapes Court, Mrs. Williams's former home, and a couple of servants, it was something like the Black Hole of Calcutta, except that whereas the hole was hot, dry, and airless, Ashgrove Cottage let in draughts from all sides, while the damp, rising from the floor, joined the leaks in the roof to form pools in many of the rooms. These